Thanksgiving is tomorrow, a holiday with its origins here in the South Shore. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. My pleasure.
And we're talking about Thanksgiving today on the 400th anniversary of the holiday.
Yes, it's what's striking is that for something that's so celebrated over time and so marked and looked at perhaps differently, a little differently today than has been in the past, all of it traces back. All that we know about this comes out of a brief account by one of the founders of Marshfield, Edward Winslow, who sent a letter back to England right after the first Thanksgiving, right after this harvest festival, which describes in a long paragraph essentially what happened here in the fall of 1621. Remember, we know this is a harvest festival. We know a ship, the Fortune, came from England later in the fall, but we don't really know a specific day. We're marking a day each year now, but this was a one-off holiday, a celebration in 1621.
Yeah, and that's interesting because the first Thanksgiving wasn't immediately followed by a second or third Thanksgiving.
No, it got conflated with something else that happened. This was people were deeply religious. The survivors of the people who had come here in 1620 said they had been here just about a year when this happened, which would place it in October, early November. But this was an event because they had a good harvest that year, and the land that they were living in was full of wildlife and fish, all this bounty of nature. They thought of Thanksgivings, not annually, but something, or fast days, a solemn reflection, as marked some event for people to pray or reflect upon. So those two things got combined together, and then over time they became regularized. For a long time, it was the arrival in Provincetown in Plymouth that people marked each year, the arrival of the pilgrims in America or in Plymouth for a long time. And only over time did Thanksgiving take on this idea, first here in New England, and then in the 19th century, at the time of the Civil War, a national event each year.
All right. Well, before we let you go, we're having our annual Thanksgiving poll, so we'd like to know if you'd like to participate in this.
Of course.
Okay, so the first question, when it comes to turkey, white or dark meat?
Oh, dark meat.
All right. And what is your favorite side dish?
I think cranberries. Growing up in Duxbury, it's hard not to have cranberries as your favorite side dish. And tart, too. That's really an important part of it.
All right. Well, when it comes to cranberries, homemade, canned, what's your preference?
I confess I like all of them, but having picked cranberries when I was very young, I have to go for local homemade cranberry sauce.
All right. And how about favorite pie?
Apple. And actually, apples were apples that we eat are kind of come from Europe too. So they're kind of they wouldn't have been at original Thanksgiving, but it's still my favorite pie.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving. And and when we have football games, remember that they had those sort of field sports at the first, not football, but the outdoor activities at the first Thanksgiving.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much.
Bye.